President Donald Trump has referred to NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, as the worst trade deal ever. However, business leaders in Arkansas who seek to expand trade with other countries don't see it exactly that way. The president has since scaled back his rhetoric, but in May, the Trump administration sent a letter to Congress notifying lawmakers of plans to renegotiate the trade agreement. That's why the Arkansas World Trade Center sent a representative to Washington, D.C. in the last few weeks to a public hearing, so Arkansas's position on NAFTA would be noted. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek has this report.
In trying to redo something like that, could become a potential hazard for Arkansas, because right now it's working. We don't know if it's redone, how it's going to work for Arkansas.
That's Melvin Torres, the director of Western Hemisphere Trade at the Arkansas World Trade Center. On one of the last days in June, he went before the U.S. Trade Representative's office to testify about why NAFTA works for Arkansas businesses.
I have had the privilege of working with many of these companies as they do business or seek to do business in markets throughout the Western Hemisphere. These companies perfectly reflect companies all across Middle America.
Torres says Canada is Arkansas's number one foreign trade partner, and Mexico is number two.
Exports from Arkansas to Mexico have increased 700% since NAFTA was implemented. Exports from Arkansas to Mexico are growing 3.6 times faster than exports from Arkansas to any other part of the world.
Torres says Arkansas also exports twice as much to Mexico and Canada as it imports from those countries. He says the World Trade Center had a little over 2 weeks to put together a report it could bring to the trade representative's office. But it reached out to 50,000 Arkansas companies to survey them about their experiences with NAFTA. Torres says more than 150 companies responded. Here he is speaking to the panel in Washington, D.C. about what the Trade Center survey found.
Our companies recognize there is further room for improvement related to how they do business. These include standards, harmonization, enforcement of labeling requirements, clarification and consistency of classification and customs procedures.
Torres says that while the Trade Center is wary of a complete renegotiation, that doesn't mean NAFTA shouldn't be modernized. In 23 years, NAFTA hasn't changed a whole lot, while the world has.
We definitely need a modernization on e-commerce. We need a modernization on anything that has to do with technology that has evolved since 1992 that was not available back then, but it is now.
And while Arkansas sells a lot of products to Mexico and Canada, Torres says the World Trade Center would also like to see Arkansas companies be able to sell more services in those countries. So the modernization of NAFTA could also help in that regard. Here he is again testifying in Washington, D.C.
Additionally, they would be better able to enter these markets if they could provide services. If various services, such as the sale of commercial insurance, photo imaging, and 3D printing engineering, design consulting, tax and accounting services were eliminated, the companies would become competitive in the global market.
The survey found companies would also like to eliminate what they consider to be burdensome rule of origin, certificate of origin, and import licensing requirements on certain products. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzanna Sitek.
When the Trump administration sent the letter to Congress in May, both Mexican and Canadian leaders said they welcomed the opportunity to update the agreement. The letter also started the 90-day notice period the administration is required to give Congress, so any renegotiations of NAFTA cannot begin earlier than August 16th. And any major changes to the agreement will have to be approved by Congress before they can go into effect.